Man Show here with a special guest out of Memphis 10, one of my favorite places to be in the world due to the music, Project Patrick Mafia and all those guys.
Yes, let me see Project Pat now.
It is Aisha of Aisha LLC, Action Design, doing her thing in the Memphis 10 to 901. Aisha, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good here on a cloudy but dreary rain day in ATL, but we're making
same
it.
Same here. It's the same here. It's cloudy, dreary, drizzling, all of that here in Memphis today.
No doubt. Well, let me ask you this, Aisha. What got you into wanting to be a fashion designer and designing your own clothing line? What was the inspiration for that?
Well, it started early. Like, I was 5, 6 years old, and I was already into fashion, thanks to my cousin, Shauna. And so she used to babysit me all the time, so she used to have me watch those classic films with her. And I used to always be, like, amazed by the clothing. So from there, when I turned 13, it's like I just knew that I wanted to be a fashion designer. And from there, my mom bought me a sewing machine. Like, I actually made a purse out of some jeans, and I went to school with it. And people was like, where you get that from? And I was like, I made this. So they was like, I want to buy one. So, you know, a little young entrepreneur in high school, trying to get money then on my hustle. So from there, I started my business up. I want to say that was around 2013 when I started my business, because I am a mother. So in between, I had my first daughter, my first child when I was probably like 20, about 20, 21. And so, you know, that kind of shifted how things went as well too. But I'm still doing it. I'm making it.
I hear that. I remember in high school, I was the bootleg man. I had the CDs, the pornos, the other movies. Had them all. I had the booty talks. I had the booty talks, the ghetto booties. I had it in my backpack. I used to spend all that on LimeWire and Kazaa.
Yes, LimeWire. Yes.
Yeah, Napster download. So I remember when Lycos.com back in the day. Yeah.
Oh my God.
AOL. So that was me. I almost got busted one time. Oh, but she's like, I'll see what you got in your bag. Nah, I can't do that. That's you ain't got a warrant for all that. Nah, you can search my bag.
Right.
But some teachers who was cool, I hooked them up with the pornos on the low. I showed
not the teachers.
Yes.
Not the teachers. Wait a minute
now. Oh, yeah. I had them. Hey, look. Hey, CD, DVDs. We had clothes and shoes. Ain't going to talk about how I got those. But we had them.
You had it all.
Yes,
so
we
you
did.
Had it all.
I was a hustle man in my high school. Yeah, so I can get with enterprise at a young age.
Yes.
And doing that. So having your line, like, mm-hmm. How cool does it know we can wear your own gear and you know, promote it? Because for me, it's like having my own show. I could show you on YouTube or Instagram. It's what I do every day. So
yes,
how does it feel to be able to have some, you can show people like this is truly who I am. This is me. This is my stamp on this world.
You know, it feels really good, especially like for me to wear my own piece, like I'm wearing one of my pieces today. And just seeing people in it and people seeking me out, it's like, it feels really good because I feel like I've been working for, I'm 34 now. I just turned 34 in October. So I was 13 when I started sewing. So like from there to now, it's like I've grown so much. Even though I'm always giving myself enough credit for, you know, where I've come, how far I've come along, you know, it feels really good.
No doubt, like you said, like you got something to show. Hey, also, you can wear your own clothes. Now, this is, I hate to be petty, but I'm gonna be petty.
Don't be petty.
If you can't really wear what you try to design and push, kind of hard if you can't wear your own. I don't mean to be petty, but I'm just saying.
It's true, though.
If you can't really wear it and rock it, so who really want to buy it if you ain't got it on you? Because you design something that's out for you, maybe, you know?
Exactly. That's free advertising and marketing when you out and you wearing your pieces and people stop you and say, where you get that from? I made it. Here's my card. It's nothing to do that. So, like, I remember I know some people who said they were, you know, designers and this and that, but they never had any designs or any pieces that they actually wore. So, it's like, okay, I guess you're in the startup phase. So, you just trying to get everything in order.
yeah, no doubt. And like you said, you know, it's cool having quote unquote brand ambassadors, but the best brand ambassador is yourself.
Yes. Yes, because
you know,
I
that's
realized.
my biggest thing. Because, you know, my degree is in business and marketing, so that's right in my wheelhouse. So it's like,
Yes.
hey, you have to promote you.
You
Promote
have to.
your brand. You your brand ambassador. No, I'm looking for one.
Exactly. That's why I feel like I get a better response. So, like on social media, with me wearing my pieces versus me having other people wear it. So, it's like, well, I guess I just have to, you know, keep on posting myself because people really, I get more feedback on it that way. So,
Yeah, because
I
you
am my
actually
brand
designed the
ambassador.
threads, and you know you rocking what you rocking, and you know some folks can't do it like
That's true. That's true. You see, I got my sewing machine behind me, so I make everything myself.
Yes, she is in her office of work, people.
Yes,
Getting, she's ready to
yes.
get off this radio and get to her sewing machine and get some
I
more pieces
got
ready for
you.
you women. And for because I you know I have some I got some chicks who listen to the show who my plus size women. They're gonna ask me, boss man, can they, we got something for us too. Do you have something for them?
Yes, I got. Look, I make everything myself. So I get your measurements and I'm making it. It ain't nothing but plus size. Everybody's included. My brand is all inclusive. Nobody is excluded. Like, I'm actually working on a men's collection and a children's collection as well. So I can tap into each market.
No doubt. Like, look, I used to work at Macy's back in the day, so I know how those clothes are. And I used to tell
Yes.
the black women, you got two sizes up. Why?
Yep. Because
Because
they were small.
they ain't made for what the Lord gave your ass.
Hello? Yeah, so that stuff is not made. You got to go up and
I'm
up
like,
and
it's
up.
made for pencil thin, flat back, flat as I-20 kind of booty. It
It is.
ain't made
It
for
is
hips and
true.
curves and ass. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's
I would tell them that
not.
in basis. I would tell them that. Look.
Look, but check this out. I got some for them too. I can get, look, the slim ones, I got some for
Hey,
everybody.
to you pencils out there, she got something for y'all too. Y'all ain't my
Yes.
type. I can't deal with no pencil. Like, to the brothers who like that, more power to you, brothers. I can't do
Yes.
it.
You gotta love the little booties out here too now. You gotta love them all.
Yeah, hey, brothers, y'all can have it. I can't do it. Boss again. No, I can't do it. I cannot have some deflated cakes next to me. Yes, that's what I call it,
You're so
deflated
silly.
cake deflation. Like, I don't need that around me. I can't. I cannot do it.
That's not the energy that's going, that's, you know, working for you. That ain't working for you.
I'm in Atlanta. What do you think? I swear.
Yeah, you in the land of booty,
So
so
I mean, this is what I've seen my whole life. So
yeah.
when I see something like that, I'm like, what the hell?
Look, it's foreign. Like, wait, what's that?
But I ain't gonna tell. I'm gonna tell you no joke. At a Hawks game, brother, hold. I said, brother, what the hell you trying to hold? Nobody want that. It's pancake, sir. Well, nobody wants that. That's what I told you. Over holding, like you was like, look at what are we looking at? Nothing. That's what I'm telling you.
He love her. It's not
Hey,
about that.
he's like, other dudes when you look at it, brother, nobody be to get to your flat ass woman, okay? That's what I told him. I told him that,
That.
and I meant
You
it.
wrong for that. I know you meant it. That was right. Oh, wait.
I've been there my whole entire heart, like my man. He over here holding hand on her brother. Nobody looking at that to say I want that.
It's a thing checking for that.
Hey, bro, let me do it. I don't want another guy looking at my woman. We don't want him, sir. I said, you're on
No,
this
she's not
front row.
for
We're on the
you.
front row. See all this we see on the front row? All this, the fake and the real. We don't know what's real or fake, but we see it.
Right, you know my man.
We don't, but we don't, but she got, we don't like, brother, you
We ain't
have her.
checking for that.
Hey, you have her. That's you. Man, what you talking about my woman for? I'm telling you to calm down, brother. You ain't, but
Humble
the dudes who
yourself.
got the chick look like that, they ain't her, kind of cover it up. They want you to look at it.
Yeah,
Get
that's
you, all right,
true.
come, let me protect this deflated cake. Fool, please.
You
Said
so
that brother with the
silly.
whole night was ruined because of me.
No, you wrong for that. You done hurt that man's feelings.
Hey, when you come in a house game, you can't be acting a fool in front row. I'm gonna clown your ass.
Oh, hell. Well, I look. Well, now I know. Don't play on me.
I'm gonna hit you. I'm gonna hit them hard, boy. Your front row cats coming in there, all they little fedoras, they be thinking they doing something. Like, Negro, please. You ran this damn suit for the damn game, bro. You ran this damn suit for the game. You ran the suit. That place in Atlanta, they could get you rent a suit. Yes. Rent a suit for a game. Rent a suit for a go to the club. Yes.
Not rent a suit to go to the club.
Yes. Rent an outfit.
Well, I won't be surprised. They don't surprise
there me. There are places that I will not name out loud on this radio show that have we go rent an outfit or a suit for an occasion. I'll talk to rent a suit or an outfit.
Oh, that's interesting.
And cats actually.
I'm sure they probably, yeah.
They come to the game, I'm like.
And they thinking they doing something. Uh-huh.
I be knowing, though, because somebody who has one of them places, I know them personally. So I know the outfits.
Yeah, so you know them looks like, oh, okay, I know who put that set together for you.
Like I can tell you with the K and G, D and K, I can tell.
Yes, you know, my daddy used to come down there when we was kids. So I always go to K&G. I'm like, Dad, do we have to come all the way here just to go to K&G?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I can tell the D&K, K&G, or yes. ATL fashion suit a mile away.
Yes.
I can tell. If it's too bright, got certain colors. Tell I see the Steve Harvey's okay.
That's what I was just thinking.
The Steve Michael Harvey, Irvins, like, the okay. Kenneth Coles. I can tell where you got there from.
Stacey Adams,
yes. I can tell on the front row, brothers. I can tell where you got your suits from.
You got your Sunday's best on.
Did you? $3 for $1.99.
That's all happy.
$3 for $1.99. Oh, Easter coming up too. Oh, hell no. The lime green, the rainbow, the Skittles rainbow since coming for Easter. My God.
Oh, get ready.
I can tell the Kango right has. The I can tell all that. The scarves you got, the cufflinks, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I've been here too long to know. I know where y'all go shop at, brothers. I know.
Whew,
come on there, front row. I'm a clown your ass. Thank you. Doing something, bro. I know where you got there from, brother. Come on now.
Ooh.
How do you know? Do you shop there too? No, but I
know.
No, but I know where you got it from, brother.
You got it from. I know. Yes. There's a lot of K&G's out there and stuff.
I love it though. I be laughing when I see the dude with his whole full K&G outfit on.
Can't tell him nothing.
Head to toe. He got the shades too for he got, bruh.
Those shades. Not the shades.
The shades cost you $14.99, bruh. $14.99.
You don't feel it.
I be hitting them hard. I hit them hard every time in the
I bet you do.
On your website, Aisha. LLC.com. Mm-hmm. Tell us what we can do to go to your site and get our people some apparel for you. And for those who want special requests, how's that go as well?
Okay, so my website is Aisha.com. Mm-hmm. You go on over there, and if you want something custom made, go to my consultation and pricing listing in the menu, and you can scroll down, and then it's an option for you to leave your information, and I'll contact you. Just tell me what it is that you're what the occasion is, what kind of look you're going for, and then it'll send me an email, and from there, you know, we can, you know, converse there. But then also, like, most of the stuff on my website is custom, but I've also included some vendor ready-to-wear pieces as well now. Mm-hmm. So I have some cocktail dresses, some stuff like that, like a swimwear. I got jewelry on there now. So I got a little bit of everything on there.
No doubt. Pull it up to go to her Instagram page as well.
Yeah, check out my IG.
AYESHIA.apparel. Can you, yes. For y'all who can't spell, that's APPAREL.
So, please, boy, please spell it for
them. AYESHIA.keyword. It's a dot.
Yes.
APPAREL for y'all who cannot spell or ask me. I didn't get the Instagram, but hey, I'm third time a charm. Understand, understand, overstand.
Yes. Please.
Oh,
please,
nations.
please.
Don't hit the cash out. Don't. YESHIA.APPAREL on
yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
Email her.
Email me. And then also I have a link in my bio on Instagram. If you click that link, it'll take you to my website, and you can also look at all my other social media sites as well. Everything's in one place. So I try to make it as easy as possible for everybody.
That's how it looks, people.
Yes, that's it.
That's how it looks.
Right there.
There you go. See, we're interactive here. See, it tells you about her self-taught fashion designer and Memphis 10 native.
Yes.
Specializes in bold and vibrant collections. Vibrant moves.
Vibrant, yes.
Vibrant collections. Ready to wear pieces. You hear me? Ready to wear pieces. So when you get to your ass in the mail, you can wear it.
You can wear it. Yes.
Tired to talk to these people sometimes. They don't know what the hell they're doing. She's also on the Twitter as well.
Yes. I don't really like Twitter as much. But I'm on there.
Yes. AYESHIA.APPAREL on Twitter as well. Go to Twitter. Do that. Also, shop her website on the same link. She is.
Please.
This is her website. You hit the link.
Yes. And I actually have a sale going on. I got a sale going on right now, 15% off through Sunday. So it'll you can put in the discount code is Aisha. It's AYESHIA.
It's good. Aisha, we got it. Aisha. This for some of y'all who need to go. Okay, here we go. Get this blue dress, people. It's Memphis blue dress. Get that. The price online.
Please.
I ain't telling the price online. Get that blue dress. Get the
I also offer Kalana. I got out the installment plan, all of it.
Okay,
so
she gonna hit you with the installment plan.
Yeah, I got it all. Some for everybody.
Yes, indeed. I also see for you all who are bright in the world, the yellow chiffon lace-up dress. Get that as well. Wear that to the FedEx form or the State Farm Arena. Find you a man.
Right.
Find
Hello?
You a man. You're gonna be bright as hell. But find
you're
you
gonna stand out. Yes. You're gonna be seen. Don't worry.
Find you a man at the game, people.
Yes.
Do some fashion jewelry, okay?
Yes, I got it all.
I'm on the site now. See, I'm on the site, people. I'm here.
Yes.
I'm not playing with you. If I had a girlfriend, I might buy her some, but I don't. I'm single. I thank God for that. I'm safe.
Safe.
Single and safe.
What you mean?
Money going in my pocket right now. All the money coming to me right now.
So you said it's safe now. Lord have mercy.
Yes. I'm focused on the money.
I know. Look, me too. I'm focused on it too.
Fellas, get your girl a two-piece swimsuit and take her to the beach.
Yes.
I see that for you, fellas. Two-piece to the beach.
Yep.
Support a black business.
I got some one-pieces, too. Yep.
And I'm assuming they can fit every type, even the deflated types, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I told you something for everybody. Every shape, everybody's type. I got you.
Yeah, so we are here on her website, Aisha.com. Get that going. Ready to wear. Go hit shop. Two pieces.
Yes, please.
Swimwear, dresses. She got it for you. She got,
it
for you. She's from Memphis. A town know very well, the 901. Let me ask you about
the
Memphis.
The 901.
What is your favorite spot to eat in Memphis? Mine is like the Rendezvous or the BB King's on Bill or the what's the old spot? 152, right? What was called 152?
It used to be 152, yes. I used to go there all the time to the third floor. You know how they had three levels in there?
Yes. And blue at the, well, for those who don't know, in Memphis, it's only one hotel for the NBA players. It's the Westin on Beale Street. So when you come to Memphis, it'd be groupies in the hotel waiting on us to get there.
Are you serious? Yes. Well, I ain't surprised. Why would I be surprised about it?
They be waiting on you to get there.
Are you serious?
And they be calling to the rooms too.
What?
Yes.
I'm so glad, Lord. I'm going thirsty like this.
Well,
so
Weston on Beale Street, right across the street from the FedEx Forum, is what anybody seems to say. Yeah, everybody. So, folks know.
You better have the groupies out here.
Hey, look.
Standing in.
They go anyway. The referees stay there too. The referees be having chicks and groupies. The referees.
Are you serious?
The referees be having groupies.
I never even thought about them. I guess they said, hell, they're traveling too.
The referees got groupies. I'm like,
wow.
The referees got groupies.
That's a new one for me. I never even thought about
the referees. When I went down to, it's called Blue. Right below the West.
Oh, yeah, I remember Blue, yeah.
So, we in Blue, and this referee got three chicks with him. Like, the referee had two. He had two with him.
Wow.
I'm like, damn,
referee. That is so new to me. I have never even thought that the groupies would be down there checking for the referees. I said, I guess they said, I got to get from one to the next. I got to work my way up. By any means. My mind is blown right now.
We get to the hotel, the Hawks get to the hotel, and I'm saying, the damn referee's got groupies. The damn referee.
What? I done heard it all today. I done heard it all. Look, I'm done.
It was blew my mind. So, yes, the Weston on Beale Street is very funny to me for many reasons. But yeah, like when we come to Memphis, NBA team stay there. So hey, groupies, the Pelicans be there on Friday. Boston be there on Saturday night. So go see them at the Western on Beale Street. The groupies, they'll be there.
Oh wow!
I'm telling you, Bob.
You done blew my mind today with that because I would have never even thought that they'll be out there checking for the referees.
Yes.
So by any means necessary.
Oh yeah. The referees got escorts. It's like the referees get be having nice cars. They ride into the to the referees.
What?
Got
the cars. So they coming like that?
Yes. The damn referees.
Well, more power to them. I guess y'all gonna win.
The referees are balling. Dude, that's the only one. Like, damn, you a damn referee.
So they getting how they live too then.
Man, what? I'm a referee. What you feel? I'm a referee. For real? I'm holler at you. I'm like, yes. Memphis taught me that. For the first time I came to work in Memphis Grizzlies, we worked down there covering the Grizzlies. I'm like, this is like the referee is getting. Because see, in Memphis, the hotel's right by the arena.
Right.
In Atlanta, it's not like that.
Okay, yeah.
They're at the Western or the Four Seasons. Now, so I don't see like I do in Memphis.
Because they see it right here. They right here from one spot to the next. Yeah. Right across the
street. And they ride the bus over to the arena. Why don't y'all walk over there?
Ride the bus?
They ride a bus from the Western to the Forum.
The group is grouped up with the catching buses together.
Yes, they ride a bus. I'm like, why don't y'all walk over? Why don't you walk over?
Probably because they got some high heels on. They probably like, we can't walk, our feet gonna be hurt.
They ride the bus to the Forum. I'm like, you literally like four steps away.
I'm like, it is right there, but
that's what I'm talking about. Like, this is the stuff that blew my mind in 09 for the first time in my life.
I'm sure it did. I'm like, and you said back in 09, so yeah. Yeah.
The damn referees getting in like that. I never thought in my life the damn referees getting in like this, but I did. Now, in other towns, too, you go travel on the road, other towns, they be waiting on you to the hotel.
The referees, too?
Yeah. See, in some towns, the referees stay where the players stay in some towns.
Oh, okay.
Like in Utah, we all stay the same place. And then in Utah.
Okay.
OKC is at the same hotel. But in like Atlanta, New York, or some,
yeah, it was a bigger city.
Separate hotels, but even then, late at night, and I don't care what time you go to, it'd be groupies waiting on you, waiting on the players.
It don't matter where you go.
Yes, they don't care.
Oh my. I'm just like, I'm speechless.
Yes. And since I have on a jump, so like I'm a player. Like, hey, I saw you playing. You a good player. You did. I had no option. Yeah, I showed
you. You like, I'm going to get in on this action too.
Hey, I got on my jump. So they think, yeah, he made a 3-pointer. We love your game. You're a great player. I ain't played no damn game. But they say they get you in the jumpsuit. Oh, he must be important.
He must be a
player. Yeah. Oh, I showed D. I made him threes, man. I knocked him down. Didn't I play you?
No, you didn't tell him that.
I showed D. I went with it.
That's it for me. You might as well just stick a fork in me because I am done.
If you ain't nail stupid, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, because that's crazy. That's real crazy right there.
Yes, that's so when you go to a Grizzly game, now you know the inside. What's up?
Be over here looking at the Western, like, there they go.
There they go. They down there waiting. They waiting. And see,
oh my God.
The bus come, you know, on MLK Drive, the service entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the back of the form, they wait there too.
Yeah. Oh, they probably, they was like, we're going to catch them where everybody else ain't.
That's
probably the pro groupies in. That's them.
They all stand right outside the service entrance of the form and wait.
Are they like sitting there? Was they sitting there on their phone or like?
Or they'll walk down the ramp underneath the,
It's some real prostitute-ish.
Hey, they want to come up fast.
Oh my God, I'm a stroll. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Hey, look, there are many bad players with babies in Memphis. I know that.
You said it was what?
Many players have got babies in Memphis. I know that.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure.
That's a fact. You'll see them sneak out to, Wolf Chase with their little...
You know, I've heard that, though. Like, one of my friends had told me, a guy friend of mine, he had told me, he's like, yeah, it's a lot of players be having a lot of kids down there. I'm like, really?
Yes.
You'll be surprised.
They'll take their little kids out for lunch to the Wolf Chase Galleria on game day and stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes. I've seen it many times where they're going Poplar and Hyde somewhere.
What? You're telling me some stuff I don't even know. I've been gone too long. I've only been back it's been almost 2 years I've been back here. Since COVID started. I want to say May 2020 when I moved back down here. May or June.
So I can say out loud. I can tell you. I can tell you offline. But, this is what I can say on the radio and not get on the radio. But yes, this is what this is what happens with Memphis Grizzlies opponents. That's when they come to town. Now the Grizzly players, some of them do some questionable stuff too, but I ain't gonna get in that.
What kind of questionable stuff?
I'll send you a link.
Okay. That's all I need. Just send me the link.
I will send you a link of a Grizzly player with some questionable behavior.
You know what? I know what you're talking about.
That I've verified and saw myself this year.
It is recent. It's recent, right? Isn't it something that recently came out?
But I knew about it in October. That's why.
For real?
I saw the situation when Hawks came and played the Grizzlies in October. I knew.
Oh.
I said they told me, like, look, bro, like, interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think I have an idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to say that because I don't want to offend people.
Yeah, that's what we say. Yes,
but
yes,
that is very much true.
Okay.
And I saw it for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
link over.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of questionable stuff that be going on, you know.
I just shake my head.
It's not only in certain places, you know.
And when I come when I come to Memphis this weekend, I will see it again. I will shake my head again and be like, I knew this in October, people.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, because I'm on the front rows of games. I'm in the front row zone. So
you already know you know what's going on.
I know who's coming in. I know who's gonna be at the games. I know these things.
Oh yeah.
So I'd be like, And I know, okay, you for this, you for him. So I be normal. Like, hold on. I was like, what?
Yeah, because when I saw that, if we talking about the same
yes,
thing,
we are, we are.
Like, I was like, whoa, okay then.
We talking about the same thing.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the same. Yeah, I'm almost certain we are. Yeah.
And
you said back in October. Wow. So it's,
Yeah, because the Hawks played October 26th. We played there.
Okay, so that was about 6 months ago. So you already knew then, and it's just now coming out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of NBA players like certain things that I wouldn't like myself.
Really?
Oh yes, I have a whole list of them who like certain things that I would not sign off on for me.
Partake in.
Like, I like stuff like how Aisha looks. That's what I like. I like that kind of stuff. I don't.
Not that other. Yeah.
I don't need. If you got what I have or had what I have.
Yes, we talking about the same thing.
That ain't me. No offense. I like what I like.
Yes. You know, and I ain't knocking what nobody else like either. I promise I'm not.
Hey,
more power to you.
Look, we can get on late night tip. My favorite song, late night tip. Get on late night tip and get a late night tip and get a don't call me anymore because I'm through with you. Googly that thing is juice. That's what I'll be on. Like, and not that something that you converted to have juicy. I'm good on that.
Right, yeah. That requires some extra stuff to be able to even get to that level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I knew about this when I told you. The news
that's
is late.
Crazy. Somebody said they can't hold it no more.
I mean, stuff got hot on it. People are putting two and two together.
Yes, yeah, somebody had a picture of them together, and that's how they put it out there.
This is why you have to be careful where you go.
Because
when you work in my field or the Atlanta Hawks or the Grizzlies, you work in NBA and you are a prominent figure like we are, you got to be careful where you go.
Yeah, because people don't see you.
And who you post and how you post.
Uh-huh.
I don't post personal stuff.
No, post media, I feel like that should be strictly for, like, if you got a business, whatever pertains
to
the field.
Yes, it's about my radio show. I've got trouble with females because I don't post them on my page. Because.
Really?
Yes.
That's not important to me. Then I never been, like.
It's important to the women of Atlanta.
When I was younger, I feel like, well, you need to show me off. But now, like, if I'm securing my relationship,
yes.
I don't need you to do
like,
all that.
Like, who do I come home to every night after these damn games?
Exactly. I need your actions to not just be posting. I need your actions to align with it. That's not important.
You're at the arena all around them beautiful women. You can be.
And I can have them beautiful women, but I choose to come home to you.
The game ended at what time? What time I get home? So I obviously didn't go out nowhere.
Right. You know, women don't always be looking at things from that perspective. I'm just now kind of more awake. Now that I'm getting older and wiser,
it's be like I've lost women over the most pettiest things ever. Like,
because they didn't apply logic.
Yeah,
they just acted on emotion. I know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, why do you do X, Y, Z, A, B, C? And because it's not how they A, B, C, D, E, F is. I'm wrong
in their head.
I'm wrong, and I'm not the right one because it's not like. Oh, it's how you want it to be.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they're not equipped for, you know, what you do. And
yeah, like, and I can't, with all like, I'm on the road I'm on the road for 2 weeks at a time sometimes. Does not mean that I'm not faithful. Well, I can't see you. FaceTime me from the hotel room. Okay, what does that solve?
Nothing, because it could be a whole woman in there, too.
You literally hide her in the closet,
send
her downstairs, and then be like,
"Yeah."
Okay. Oh, you admitting you cheated on me? Admit it, no. I'm just making you see how dumb that sounds. You told me to do.
Right, yes.
If there's no trust in your heart, we can't be together.
Yep, it's true.
I can't come home to get stiff in my drawers. What the hell?
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Sniffing drawers to see that I ain't cheating on her.
Sniffing drawers.
Yes.
That's one I'm not gonna do. If it comes to that, I said, hey,
let me tell you something about you. What made you think I would have sex with my drawers still on to give you a smell on my drawers?
And then I'm gonna clean up after.
Do you see how stupid your logic is?
Yeah, that's why, like, it ain't no logic at all. Like, that's why I said women, we move on emotions versus, you know, yeah, a lot of logical thinking. A lot
I'm
of
like, time. Look, if I'm with you, I'm with you. Now, do you have a Jody while I'm on the road? Do you have a Jody at home while I'm on the road?
Not a Jody.
You have Jody? Because I hear you have a Jody. Oh, what about Papados with this bald-headed Negro? Oh, you think I didn't know about that, huh?
Oh, so she tried to deflect so she could put it all on you.
If the shoe fits where, I said, you had you an R. Kelly download over me. I saw you. You talking about Mr. Beans. I ain't no sucker. I ain't Mr. Beans crying about it. This is Mr. Beans. I ain't no
Mr. Like, Beans. I'm going to let him have you.
Yeah, I done hit me with what you do on the road. Yeah, you got a damn.
Yeah, because I mean, it's plenty of women in the A, so.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean,
plenty.
Like, look, I'm going to put in my life, I'm done these childish. You can't get with the business, I can't deal with you.
Right, yeah.
That's why I say I'm single and saving my money. I ain't got time for this. Have to answer a thousand questions about nothing.
Yeah, you have to be with somebody that's secure within themselves.
If I give you my damn real phone number, not the work number, the hell wrong with your stupid ass? I gave your ass the real phone number. Not the business one. I can't ask the real one. So, I got three damn phones. I gave you the real one.
But then she had the other two.
Hell no, it's those work phones. I gave you the one against you right to me.
Ah, well. You know.
Not what the Hawks and Falcons give me.
Well, you know they don't be enough for some women.
Shit. I'll be like, we gotta be, like you said, be logical.
Yeah, it's just a matter of
move on it.
Women move on emotions. Yeah, we
that's the problem. Like, yeah. I be like, can we like have some rationale here and logic? Can we do that?
It is, you know, that requires self-awareness. So, you know, some women are not gonna analyze themselves to be like, okay, I could correct this in this area. You gotta be, you know, mature enough or on a mental, you know, mature enough to understand it.
Like, so many women here tell me I'm single. I said, and what part did you play in it?
And what do they say? Nothing.
It's the man's fault, can't be.
It got both ways.
What part you playing? What part you playing it? He was like my old man. How do you know he like it? They just. I said, look, when you're dating somebody, there's gonna be some similarities here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be some. So someone they gonna say some of the same things to you because that's what you can say to someone when you dating somebody. So it's gonna be, I heard this before. Well, that means you had too many men before. How about that?
Not too many men. That's why it sounds repetitive because you've been heard of
a million dates and they all said the same. Look, I mean, you got to find somebody who's genuine. And I said, everybody ain't going to be a perfect fit. You have to maybe take some flaws here, some flaws there on your end too and mesh it together.
Yeah, but you know, people have to understand relationships require effort and work. And it just ain't an easy thing.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
And nobody's perfect. I've been compared to, I said, I ain't the nigga to hit you. I ain't him. I ain't cheat on you with your brother's baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
You done dealt with some damage.
Yeah, I said, look here. So don't project they ills upon me.
Yep. Yeah.
I ain't taking they charges now.
Right, yeah, because they carrying their baggage into y'all.
Like, I have never in my life held a woman responsible for something somebody done to me in the past. I've never done it in my life, ever. I did everybody on their level, everybody.
Oh, you said you dealt with them on their level.
Yes, I don't compare you to nobody else. You know, either I fuck with you or I don't. That's how I rock.
Right. That's how it's supposed to be.
I'm binary. I either fuck with you or I don't.
That's it. Look, that's how I move too, though. Look,
yeah, I don't do that. So, and those who know me know my circle is very small and who I really deal with.
Yeah. You have to keep it that way, though.
Because being in what business I'm in, everybody wants something from me.
I'm going to say opportunist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, can I get some tickets to the game? Hell no. What's in it for me?
What? I believe it. I believe it, though.
Can you get me to talk to this player, that player? No.
Really? They be trying to get you to hook them up with players?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, I have to cut you loose then, too. We're going to be friends.
Like, there's an unnamed female. I won't name her name. She's unnamed.
Uh-huh.
We got together one time, six uh-huh. weeks ago. One time. She thought that's going to get her tickets for life.
What?
Yes. I said, you let me hit one time. You think that's going to get you a life pass for tickets to house games?
She got that she's going to get a subscription for these tickets. Like, I am done.
You gave it up one time 6 years ago. You think that's going to get you? No. And she'd be like, hey, big head. Hey, old friend.
Not the hey, big head.
She's that type.
Oh, wow.
She's like, you know, I'm engaged, but I still think we can kind of rekindle some things. Yeah, to get you some
tickets. Is she engaged?
Yes.
Baby, these women ruthless out here.
You would not use and abuse me. I don't know,
the women becoming worse than the men. Right, that's what they're doing. But I didn't know these women was coming worse than the men are.
Trust me. When you have something they want, oh yeah. Mm. Remember, I have something they want.
Yeah.
The rare freeze have something they want, which is clout and money. The players that's what they want, clout and money and fame, right?
Wow. They can
make them an Instagram model or buy them a new body. Think about all those things that go on. Is okay, well, he ain't really rich, but he can give you some tickets to the game, give around the players.
I can get to the from the game. From, okay, so I'll be with him to get these tickets from him. I can move on up.
There you go. See, that's the progression.
Wow.
So for me, if I don't choose you myself, I don't let you in.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I choose you, I know I did it for, I know it's on my terms.
Right, yes.
If you choose me, I'm like, what is it really about?
What are your intentions? Yeah, that's the question. What's your
intention? When somebody comes, I'm like, I'm kind of already like, nah, I'm good, because I want to be on my terms, because I'm like, if it's on my terms and you don't know what I do for a living, then we can.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so it's always, see, I have something they want. Tickets.
It's so crazy.
The players. The referees got the same thing. So like, it's all about how did you serve their ultimate interest.
That's so wild to me, though. Like, it's women out here that really move like that. I guess, and I know a lot of women have clients and everything that, you know, they move their way, but it's just still always so mind-blowing to me. Like, go out here and get your own. I guess because I'm always like, I always been about getting my own money. I don't want to have to get nothing from nobody else. It's perfectly fine if you want to do something for me, but I'm self-sufficient.
And these women in Atlanta don't hate the word partnership. They hate that word.
Why?
Nah, it should be you spending your money. Nah. We have to come. I said a marriage is a financial arrangement that it has. It's family benefits that financially are attached to each other. That's what it is.
It is.
So that's what marriage really is. Okay. And when you go to the divorce court, they ain't talking about them, but the assets and the money.
Money. Yep, not love. That's it. Yep.
So.
How we going to divide this?
Yes. How are we going to run a household together? It's a marriage is a business, Conch. It's a business.
It is.
You have a house, cars, kids. I hate to say this. Commodity, which are the children.
Yep.
I hate to say it that way, but that's what it is.
Yep.
How are we going to take care of the commodities, which are our kids, or our cars, our house, our investments.
Exactly.
And still love each other, and then do what we do at nighttime, right? So there we go. So,
right.
So I come in talking about partnership. Some women here like, you're being cheap. You trying to, no.
A partnership is being cheap? Enlighten me, because I didn't know that.
Well, these tricks in Atlanta who pay for everything.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'll never forget when I used to work for a jewelry store in the, which mall was I working at then?
Lenox or Phillips?
I used to work in Lenox, and I used to work at the Cumberland Mall, too.
Yes.
And I remember this guy, he used to come in there to pay for his, on his wife's account, right? But he'll be like, I can take care of you. And I can, my wife know what I do. And I was just like, what?
Yes. These tricks make you mad, bad people like me who want a partnership.
Yep. I used to have men leave money at the cake, like the counter at the jewelry store I used to work at. It'd be like, buy lunch, go get this. I was like, this is the move.
Yes.
They don't do this in Memphis.
Yeah, see, dudes in Atlanta trying to show off their money. And see, yep. I'm, see, missing my thing. I want to get you on a mental level and on a real level, not because of a commodity money what I can give you. So I come at it as partnership to see where your mind is.
Mind it, right, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Okay, then we good.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Want number partnership. We got to be building towards partnership. Now, we don't want to be Jody.
Yeah,
we can be Jody, too.
So we can grow. Yeah.
Now, if you just want to do Jody things, I can be Jody. I can be Jody. I can be your homie lover friend. You won't be, too. We ain't got to go no farther than this. Where I ain't giving you nothing to me. You ain't getting nothing of you.
Right. That's it.
See, I'm blunt. I don't play. I'm blunt.
But it ain't no wrong with being straightforward. I'd rather somebody be straightforward than, I mean, at least these women being straightforward.
And I'm being right with them.
Yeah.
Like, we good. See about the Hawks game.
I've been asking them, are they escorts then? I mean, if I got to pay for you.
They've been the Hawks game. Yeah, boss man, he cheap. Nah, you just a health. That's all you. I ain't even play your game.
Look, I read through that mess. I know what's up with you.
I said, look, I'm old Atlanta. You can't play me.
Not old Atlanta. You like, I know what's up. Yeah, the new Atlanta different.
You can't play me. I'm old Atlanta. I know. I seen your mama try this trick.
Not your mama.
Yes. I saw your mama try this on my daddy. Okay.
I peeped this a long time ago.
I be knowing. As soon as you talk about money, and so, I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, I see what you want already. Oh, where you live at? Buckhead. Where? Mm-hmm. You gonna pay your ass, your damn rent.
Uh-huh.
I can pick up on it real fast. You always at Ruth Chris, some highfalutin restaurant. I know what you about.
Hey, I like to eat good.
I do too, but I'm not doing it day one.
Oh, no, no.
Those are special occasions.
Yeah.
See, I tell these young brothers here in Atlanta, how you start off is what they're going to expect from your ass.
That's true. And they go for women, too.
Like, look.
If you can't keep it up, don't
let's
start.
Go
so
to a, let's go to the bar and have a drink.
I'm just going to say a sports bar or something.
Nah,
else.
We going to the bar, a real bar.
Okay.
Not a sports bar. I can't do that. Very They'll buzz me like, oh, what's it about the house? I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, see, yeah.
I got to go to like, an actual hotel bar. Something
bar.
Like that.
Yeah.
Something's low-key. I ain't got to ask about the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, see, that's good. Yeah, I'll probably be doing the same thing. Because I wouldn't want people asking me them questions.
Yes, I'm like, nah, I'm good. So, yeah. So, I said, brothers, when you start off at Ruth Chris, she's going to expect from your ass.
Yeah, because you start at Ruth Chris, you can only go up.
You can't go back down, my ninja.
No.
But you can't go to Steak and Shake either, boy.
No.
Oh,
no.
This one young dude I mentor took a chick to Steak and Shake.
What they go there for?
He thought it was a good day. He had coupons. I'm like, Negro.
Not coupons. Steak and Shake already cheap.
Negro. That's not a date, son.
That's not a date.
I didn't know she ghosted me. I would have too, nigga.
That's why. I would have ghosted.
How old was she, boy? 25. How old you? 24. You dummy.
Yeah, he a dummy. You big dummy, you. You know better.
Then I had one of my other little young mentees. He took he's 26, a girl on a date, 39 years old. Don't know how he got the date. Didn't ask.
Hold on, she was 39.
He 26, yes.
And he 26? Okay.
Yeah, he probably agreed to some stuff. He probably agreed to some stuff. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Oversold himself. Okay. She brought her two kids on the date with them.
She brought the kids?
Yes. Didn't tell him.
Why'd they bring the kids? They got all them. I remember when I stayed in Atlanta, they had all them late daycares, some 24-hour daycares. So why you couldn't drop your kids off?
She bought the kids. And he got the package. He got the chick. He got the chick and said, two chicks. He said two chicks.
Like, sorry, my stuff by itself.
The chick threw water on his ass.
She threw water on him?
Yes. You gonna take care of your kids.
What?
If you didn't tell me the kids are coming, I ain't paying for them. I said, son, you said I don't agree with your little young shenanigans, but I agree with this.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. If I was him and I seen her with her and her kids, baby, we got to reschedule because I didn't know about this. You ain't pulling no fast one on me.
Hey, he said two checks.
He said, that's all right. We are already here, but we're finna do this separately.
Yeah. So
that's
Atlanta. That's Atlanta. This has been very educational, obviously, for a lot of people today.
Yes. Because I've learned a lot. I've heard a lot. This is new to me.
See, we've taught you a lot today already.
Yes. Like, where's my pen and paper? Let me record. I need to just record all of this.
We'll post this. We'll post the interview. You can re-listen.
Thank you.
You can listen to it, and you can take all your notes you can to learn about what I've talked on this show today.
Between Memphis and the A, I done learned a lot.
Yes. Yes. So, folks, check it out. We're going to spell it for you. Some of y'all cannot read. Stuff y'all can't read. AYESHIA.APPAREL apparel on Instagram. Aisha.com. That's AYESHIA.com. COM for you slow folks. So, also help out. Follow her, support her in the 901 Memphis 10. 38 some. I'm gonna tell you the zip code in Memphis. 3.
Yep, start with a 38. You're
it's
right.
38 yeah, some.
Yep.
Okay, in Memphis, Tennessee. Folks, hope you enjoyed it. Support this black woman. Hope you enjoyed our talk. That was very fun for you all. Of course, you learned something about the NBA and everything else in Atlanta. So, folks, check her out. We out. The Boss Man Show on your radio.